In Switzerland, a vote on whether to end the country's agreement with the European Union has been decisively voted down. Described as a Swiss Brexit, voters were asked whether EU citizens should be allowed to live and work in Switzerland. Supporters of the referendum said the move would allow Switzerland to control its borders as COVID spreads throughout Europe, but opponents argued it would plunge the country's economy into recession and deprive hundreds of thousands of Swiss citizens free movement across the continent. Rito Folemi is a professor of international economics at the University of St. Gallen in Switzerland. He joins me now. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Sherlyn. Nice to join you.
Now, more than 60% of voters, Professor, rejected the proposal to break from the EU. Was that the result expected?
I expected a no, but the size of the no was beyond my own expectations. I expected around 55%. Now we have above 60%.
And the largest party in the Swiss parliament, the right-wing anti-immigration Swiss People's Party, called for the vote, didn't they? But why now?
Well, the issue, the referendum was brought up already 2 years ago. And now, because of COVID-19, the vote had to be delayed some months.
Yes. Really, go on.
Well, I think really the main issue why this was turned down so heavily was during the current crisis, the citizens simply did not want to put in more uncertainty to a already fragile economy. And so we wanted to stay in the existing regime.
Yes. And the Swiss government, of course, urged its citizens to vote no. And it warned that a vote in favour of the referendum would create a situation worse than Brexit. And they really did list a whole lot of issues that would have an impact on the economy. Do you think that also just resonated with voters?
Absolutely. This has resonated in the current uncertain situation now. And given we voted on immigration already a lot of time in the past, Swiss people have voted on that issue maybe 10 or 20 times in the last 50 years. There was maybe also some fatigue on that issue again, because immigration rates have fallen in the recent past.
Yes. You're very fond of referendums, aren't you, in Switzerland? You do a lot of... So did this have a different feel about it? I mean, was this a sense that it was a bit of a real confrontation with some of the things that have ripped the British peoples apart?
This time actually it was much more calm than, for instance, when we voted in 2014, 6 years ago, and where such a proposal, a similar proposal, actually got a majority of the Swiss population. But at that time, we had a very high immigration rate, so the issue was much more salient, and people really cared about it a lot. Now, as immigration rates have fallen, the issue, apart maybe from the cantons, particularly in the Italian-speaking region, where you have a lot of foreigners, it's much less a topic nowadays.
Switzerland is not a member of the EU, but it does want access to Europe's free trade area. Can Switzerland cherry-pick what benefits it wants from the EU? Can it have access to trade agreements while limiting the free movement of peoples? I mean, this is absolutely crucial to the Brexit discussion and possibly from, the way Brussels deals with London from here on in.
You are right. Well, in some sense, similar to Brexit, in an ideal world, Switzerland wants to cooperate with the EU, particularly when it comes to free trade. But we are very reluctant when it comes to, in our use or in Swiss use, excessive regulation and payments to the EU subsidies programs. And we are also reluctant, of course, when it comes to free immigration. Switzerland is an attractive country in the middle of Europe, relatively small towards the whole EU. So that's why, in some sense, this issue always arises. But at the end of the day, of course, you have to make a balance of the arguments. And Swiss people said today, let's take free movement such that we still are able to pursue the free trade agreements we have with the European Union, which are vital to the export-oriented economy?
Well, the EU is the biggest trade partner by far for Switzerland.
Absolutely.
So obviously this played a major role. And the emotions around this, you say it was actually calmer. So did it tell you something about attitudes? And I just wonder how much COVID has played into that.
I think COVID has played into that in the fashion that, given the whole turmoil we now faced with border controls, you could not travel easily between countries in Europe, a situation that did not occur even not in the world wars. I think this has showed, well, we would not like in some sense to have another in some sense border erected, and certainly this has helped the pro-EU cause, saying that we in some sense would like, of course, to pursue this free movement of persons further.
Well, we'll watch with interest, because I think the man involved in the party, the Swiss People's Party, says it's not over yet, but it sounds like it for the moment.
True.
Okay. True. Thank you very much, and thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
Rita Foelmi, who is Professor of International Economics at the University of St. Gallen in Switzerland.